Chapter 9. New legs attached, Jadak floated in his Altine Premier Bacta tank, the translucent bluish gel warmed to match his body temperature and formulated to mimic the salinity of his own fluids. A miracle mix for a miracle man, a Bothan technician had joked on the day of the first long session. Naked except for swim shorts, Jadak wore a lightweight breathing apparatus and face mask that was actually a holoscreen, on which was running the tutorial Sampa and his team had prepared, a summation of the past 62 years of galactic history. For the first 2 weeks following his emergence from his coma, Sampa had kept him mildly sedated and wouldn't permit him to view or use the holonet. He wasn't allowed a mirror panel either, though he had managed to get a look of himself on the reflective surface of one of the machines that monitored his vital signs. Aged, but not nearly as aged as he should have been, and full bearded as well. His still blonde hair was parted in the center and touched the tips of his shoulders. Nurses and aides, some human, some not, would escort him through the facility's broad, gleaming corridors or out into the manicured grounds, which seemed to extend all the way to the distant skyline of Obroa Sky's capital city. He would encounter other beings on these outings, many of whom were recuperating from rejuvenation procedures, but all of whom had been briefed to confine their comments and conversations to the moment. Nothing about the past, nothing about the news. "Isn't it a lovely day? Don't the gardens look marvelous? This evening's dinner promises to be a pure joy." With his mind slowed by drugs, the daily routine and nightly dreams were almost enough to convince him that all was well, and that he was merely recovering from a swoop race crash like the one he'd been involved in on Fondor before the war. That a mere week had passed rather than 62 years. But the truth would stalk and pounce on him in the middle of the night, in between peaks of whatever time-release drugs they had him on, and he would wake up screaming. 62 years! Added to his actual age, he would only have been 93, but he didn't look or feel nearly a century old. To Hutts, Wookiees, Ma'oons, and a handful of other species, 93 years barely put one past adolescence, but humans were still in the habit of dying in their early hundreds. Unless they were wealthy enough to afford rejuvenation procedures of the sort available at Aurora, then 125, even 150 years wasn't uncommon. More important, Jadak hadn't simply been blessed with longevity. He had skipped ahead in what seemed to him an instant. He had jumped. No matter the time of day or night, Sampa or Bazant was always on hand to ease him through episodes of despair, reminding him that he needed to take things slowly, one step at a time, and to help him differentiate between false and real memories.